Yo, Ziggy! Begin recording.
Recording, Maxine.
Hey, Diary. It's me, Max. Today's been an okay kind of day. Daddy came home in a bad mood, though. He was muttering something about Uncle Sam again. I'm not sure if he meant my godfather or the government. I do hope it doesn't have anything to do with Uncle Sam, though. Dad spent 3 whole days at the project this time. Aunt Donna came over and kept me company since Ruth and Sharon are busy with school and work and junk. She seems to be doing okay, but sometimes she looks so sad. Janet called today to talk to Daddy. She was in a bad mood as usual. She drew me on school again, too. I wish she would just leave me alone about that. I'm pulling A's, aren't I? Okay, maybe 1 C, but that's because I hate sewing. Why did I let her talk me into taking home ec? I wanted to take shop again, but no. She says that I should have at least 1 feminine skill on my transcript. Oh, yuck. Oh, you'll never guess what happened today. Kevin Anders talked to me. Oh, wow. Oh, boy, is he a ya moloch of male flesh. I almost fainted. Susie was practically green with envy. You remember Susie, don't you, Diary? That nasty little piece of... Yeah, her. Anyway, Kevin walks right up to me and says, "You're Maxine Calavici, aren't you?" He knew my name and everything. Anyway, he goes on to say, "I heard you're good at calculus. Could you tutor me?" Hell yeah, I'll tutor you. Give me half the chance, I'll tutor you straight into...
Max, I'm home.
Oh, how good for you. Anyway, like I was saying, Kevin says to me,
"Maxine Samantha Calavici, you were supposed to put away the dishes."
I'll talk to you later, Diary. Ziggy, save under private file, Maxine. Password, Yamola.
File saved, Maxine. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Ziggy.
Maxine!
Coming!
That one is too much like her father.